quick. Throw it to Chef Eric. His mouth is full of food. Chef Eric, how was it?
I'm actually not having one of my dishes because I never get to have any of my dishes.
But, well, that's always because you're so generous.
But I'm having one of the burgers that one of the guys here created.
Loose.
Oh.
Called a loose burger.
It's good.
Yeah. Loose is, I mean, these guys, I love going in the back. When you tell me, hey, fat man, would you go get something out of the back room? I love it when I do that because when you come over to Big Green Egg, you notice how the Big Green Egg is the easiest time you ever get me to go get you something.
Yeah, because you're back there noshing on something.
They had fresh smoked ham back there that they, you know, a fresh picnic ham back there. They had rice. They had beans. But I went and helped you out.
Well, there you go.
Well, now, when we last left you, Chef Eric, you were taking your fatty off the egg, and you were checking the incredible maple smash.
Maple crumble, yeah.
Yeah, maple crumble. Oh, my God. That thing is looking absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. And the we let the fatty set up a little bit, and you can see now the cheese and the chorizo and all that good stuff in there. And
you actually got it pretty centered. That was. Hold on before you cut it all up. I want to get a picture of the side of it. We got the picture of the whole thing.
There you go.
And then and we'll have these pictures available for you on Chef and the Fat Man. You know, come check it out, chefandthefatman.com. We'll have pictures of the great balloon party that was going on for the lovely little Christina, a new egghead, and she doesn't even know it. And we just had. We've got the maples. What is smash? Crunch,
maple crumble.
Maple crumble.
Maple bacon crumble.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep changing the name. I'm having a hard time.
That's what it is.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to have those pictures for you and so much more. We're also going to start getting into a little more content of different things that we've read. Different recipes. Now, before you get freaked out, on the Facebook page, I'm going to be posting some recipes that may not be food-related recipes. But I found somebody sent me a recipe. I don't know if you saw it. They sent me a recipe for the ultimate mosquito repellent for the yard or for your proximity. They say up to 80 days.
Really?
Yeah, and I read review after review after review. You make it at home. It's your own concoction. It's like stale beer. It's got stale beer. It's got the cheapest blue minty mouthwash. It's got Epsom salts. It's got something else. And you put it all in there, and you shake it up and spray it, and it leaves a minty minty scent.
Yeah.
But they say the mosquitoes absolutely can't stand it, and they won't be anywhere near wherever you're at. You can spray your lawn. You can spray your porch, whatever. And you can get up to 80 days out of it. So we'll see. Okay. Hundreds of reviews, they were bragging about it. We'll have different kind of recipes. But there it is, Chef Eric. How is the fatty? I mean, the smile on your face, the fatty was really good.
I think the fatty's perfect. So came out good. The balance of seasonings with that chorizo in there gives it a little bit of extra oomph. But you've got the mild Italian sausage as part of it. So I think it came out pretty well.
All pork all the time. Luce, you better try it.
Give it a shot.
Let's see what you think.
It can be finger food.
So what I'm doing now, by the way, is I'm just chopping up some cilantro. I'm going to chop up some avocado as well and some lime for our Mexican quinoa when that comes off of the egg. So set that aside there. What do you think?
The combination of the flavors is very, very good.
Good.
Yeah,
the bacon got nice and crispy.
Help yourself, sir. It's finger food.
Yeah. All right. And the secret to that is use thin bacon in your bacon weave. Don't use the thick stuff. But give it enough time out on the egg, and don't make the fatty too big. Some people make it really huge. Now, I have an issue with that because you can never fully cook everything inside without burning and drying out the outside. So this keeps it sort of moist, but you still get that good crisp on the egg. We had it at 400 degrees on indirect is where we were on that.
And how long did that cook for? About 30 minutes?
That cooked for an hour and 15 minutes.
Was it that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
because it was the first recipe out the door.
Yeah, exactly. So you, So you're going to look for, because we're dealing with, you know, pork sausage and things like that, you're going to want to get to 155, 160, let it rest, let it carry up to 165. But, you know, pork isn't like pork of the past, so you don't have to
180
burn the heck out of it.
Yeah. Now, let me ask this. When you're weaving, I found that if I leave it in the refrigerator a little bit longer on the thinner bacon, it's a little easier. It doesn't break, but it's easier to separate and weave. Do you find that to be the case?
Probably, but I don't always have the luxury of a refrigerator to work with when I'm doing the show, so.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Just saying.
Yeah, well. Well, now, we had one, but it broke down about 15 years ago.
All right. So now I'm also taking some avocado, and I'm going to cut this up. With avocado, you know, once you cut it, it's a good thing to sort of yes? Can I help you? Oh, okay. Just looking at the engineers here. You know, we're always wondering. What. So I cut it into, you know, in a half like you normally do to take out the pit.
Quarters.
But then cut it into one more. In those halves into a half, so you get quarters. They're easier to dice, easier to work with, and you get less of that. When you scoop it out with your spoon, rather than just peeling the thing off, you get more sort of gunk on the outside of the avocado. It's not as clean looking. So by making thinner slices of avocado and then just peeling the whole peel right off of it, it'll come out a little bit easier.
Are you a big, avocado. Are you a big avocado fan?
I have probably two avocados a day.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely. I put it on toast, like a nice Ezekiel sprouted grain bread.
There you have it, my friends. I think that pretty much describes that.
What?
Two avocados a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you look like a two avocado.
They're good for you. They're very, very good, healthy fats.
So's a Whataburger.
No, that's actually not the case, but that's a nice try. And then the other thing is that the avocado gives you other ingredients like there's magnesium and potassium that you get out of avocados.
The mere fact that you know that scares me.
Well, there you go.
I guess those long flights to California and everything, you got to have something to do.
Well, I do have a little bit of a nutrition background, so that's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's.
I like avocados, but I like avocados only when you put, like, good Italian dressing on them.
Italian dressing?
Yeah. On an avocado? Oh, it's a killer.
Well,
it's
avocados. I don't know what an avocado is.
It's the same thing as avocado from California.
Well, that's what you say. That's what you say. All right, so for the listeners at home, we'll explain what we got here. We've got the sandwich. This is ABTs. You know what an ABT is?
No.
An ABT is It's a chili. It's like a jalapeno stuffed with cream cheese wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
And we also have some chicken thighs and then two types of cheeses that are surrounding it, and that's all been done on the egg. Yeah, on a baguette. And then this is what's called a fatty. So this is a bacon weave that was then we spread Italian mild sausage on top of that, add some a mix of cheddar and Colby cheeses, and then take some Mexican chorizo and add that in as well. Roll the whole thing up and cook it on the egg for about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes. So give it a shot.
Yeah, you have your choice, either or both. We're not, we don't discriminate here.
You can take both, absolutely.
Going low carb.
Low carb, there you go.
Protein.
Yeah,
there
oh my go. God. You probably eat two avocados a day too, don't you, sir?
No,
all right, good.
I don't mess with the green gold, man. It supports the avocado cartel.
Yeah.
This is why I eat avocados.
No, but you seriously never had avocados in Italian dressing.
Why? No, I don't have Italian dressing. Why would I destroy?
Boy,
a good...
I'll tell you, it's no wonder you have grown up.
But you like having salad. No, you don't like having salad. You like having salad dressing with little pieces of leaf floating in it. That's your idea of a salad.
I love the dressing. What can I say? No, but anyway,
it destroys the point of letting the. You know, spotlighting the actual ingredients and letting them speak.
I get all the roughage I need, but it slides down easier with Italian dressing or ranch. It does. Do you put olive oil in your pasta?
Pasta?
Pasta? Too much around Gordon Ramsay.
Sometimes. I will put a little bit of olive oil.
Do you know how many Italians I've heard absolutely berate me for that?
What?
For putting, I used to put olive oil too. What are you doing? What are you doing? What do you think oil does? It coats when you put your sauce on there. It just all slides off. And I'm like,
well,
calm
but
down.
But I don't do red sauces, though.
Oh, well, there you go.
So what I'm usually doing is like a garlic, you know, garlic butter sauce, in which case I'm not using oil, or garlic and
See,
olive oil.
See, for the traditional Italians like us.
Really? Really? Jenkins?
Jenkinsini.
Kevin Jenkins?
Jenkinsini.
Yeah.
But, no, I love red sauce. I love red gravy with meat and mushrooms and onions and everything.
Red gravy. Is that what you put on biscuits? I don't.
That's red-eye gravy. When we return, my friends, for the last segment of the show, we'll continue the culinary bloodbath that is Chef and Fatman and the Blue Collar Chefs. Where else can you have all this great information, all this great food, all this great fun, one place and one place only, today at the Big Green Egg Retail Center?